Day 9. Hi. Let's see what a 63-year-old businessman we met at a party had to say. For two-thirds of my life, I was obese, 88 pounds overweight, 39 kilos. I drank more than my share of champagne, scotch and wine, and I ate too much for my own good, especially food rich in sauces. Being in the business world, I have plenty of opportunities to indulge myself. Business lunches from noon to four, 3 to 4 times a week, you know the story. Every year when I went to see my doctor, he would say, "Listen, Bill, you've got to do something. Sooner or later, you're going to pay the price. You already have diabetes and high blood pressure. Don't wait till it's too late." My answer was always the same. "Not to worry, I take one thing at a time. If my number comes up, so be it. At least I will have enjoyed my life. I do not want to regret things. I'm a businessman. I don't dwell on all the mistakes I make." And the doctor would reply, "If you don't take the time to look after yourself now, you'll have to do it later when you're seriously ill." The doctor was not stupid. He knew what he was talking about. One morning, I was 42 years old at the time, I could not get out of bed. My whole right side was paralysed. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I still remember my wife was in the bathroom and I tried to call her, but no words came out of my mouth. I was sure I was going to die. My whole life passed before my eyes. Suddenly, everything seemed so clear and simple to me. I realized that I made my life more complicated than it really was. Then I had the sensation of leaving my body. I seemed to be floating above it. A calm, peaceful feeling came over me. No longer was I afraid. I remember my wife's reaction when she came out of the bathroom and found me unconscious. She let out a scream and started panicking. She kept talking to me. I could hear her, but I couldn't answer. Finally, I felt as if I was floating through this long dark tunnel, getting closer and closer to the light at the end. Then, suddenly, I had a flash. I can't leave like this. There are too many things left for me to do. I woke up 4 days later in intensive care. I had just come out of a coma. It was then that I learned that I had suffered a heart attack and a stroke. I was lucky. I completely recovered from my paralysis in 10 days. Then the doctor gave me the news. "Your heart's damaged. There's nothing more we can do for you. You'd best go home to your family." At the time, they did not do heart operations like they do today. The doctor gave me no hope. I was condemned to await death quietly at home. I asked the doctor if there was anything I could do for myself. His reply, "Lose your 88 pounds or 39 kilos of fat. Stop smoking." I was smoking 75 cigarettes a day. "Don't overwork either and take up walking." It was a tall order, the exact opposite of what I had done for 43 years. When I had left the hospital, I was taking 10 tablets a day. I'd get chest pains if I exerted myself, even the slightest bit. I was also taking a dozen other pills to strengthen my heart, to eliminate water, or to help me breathe or sleep. Believe it or not, 6 months later, I was not taking any pills. I had lost my fat, had given up smoking and drinking completely, and was walking 1.25 miles 3 times a week. It's been 20 years now and I've never been in better shape. I've gained back the years I threw away with all my foolishness. I'm too young to stop now. With his story, we asked him, "Are you afraid of dying now?" "Not in the least. Before my attack, deep down inside, I was scared of dying, but now I have nothing to be afraid of. It's a state of peace and calm. Anyway, we all have to go sooner or later. In the meantime, I want to get the most out of life, to experience as much as I can. I want to live life to the full." It's when you lose your fears that you really start to appreciate life. My attack was the best thing that could have happened to me. But don't you think that having to watch what you eat and drink and having two jobs 3 times a week at age 63 is a high price to pay? You know, Doc, if I've learned one thing in life, it's the price of feeling good is never too high. It's our failures that we pay for. Bill had experienced the ultimate reward, and we believe that self-rewarding is a major component of success. Maybe you think that rewarding yourself is childless and useless, but let us tell you, you're wrong. All gestures and habits that you repeat are so because they bring you a perceived benefit, a reward, regardless of whether you are conscious about it or not. Gestures that did not bring you pleasure nor benefits, or that brought you pain, were not repeated and did not become a habit. Everything you repeat on a regular basis is so because of a gain of some sort. Children are brought up the same way. Parents reward the good behaviour in order to promote the repetition of it and punish the negative one to eliminate it. So, a reward will favour the appearance of a new habit, while a punishment will help to eliminate one. Wanted or not, reward and punishment are part of everybody's life. And you already know that you use food as a reward because of a perceived benefit or pleasure, while denying the negative end result. Okay, we agree you deserve a reward, and let's see how you should reward yourself positively. First, put aside a small amount of money every time you're proud of your behaviour. And we said behaviour, not weight loss. That's very important. Also, don't wait to reward major changes in behaviour. Every day at the end of the day, you have to find at least one small good behaviour you did on that day. Follow these rules. You have said no to a temptation. You've gone for a walk.